This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sigourney Weaver here in a few moments. Sigourney, of course, amazing. Straight American treasure. Are you kidding? Alien, Ghostbusters, Avatar, Copycat. It goes on forever and ever. This movie... Prayers for Bobby. So this came out in 2009, but they're re-airing it because the message matters, man. It really does.
Born October 8th in New York City, she is an award-winning actress who you've seen in such films as Alien, Ghostbusters, Gorillas in the Mist, Working Girl, Avatar, Galaxy Quest, and many more. You can see her next year in Ghostbusters Afterlife. And this Sunday, the Lifetime Network presents an encore presentation of her 2009 movie, Prayers for Bobby. Please welcome Hollywood great Sigourney Weaver.
Miss Weaver, how are you?
I'm very well. What a lovely introduction.
Thank you. I want to jump into this right away because it's this movie. You don't often see a movie we see them replayed, but this is a relaunch of it because I think the message is pretty important.
The message is so important, and it's based on a true story of Mary Griffith, who turned her back on her son when he told her that he was gay. And Mary was very ignorant about what that meant, and she was very religious, and she worried about Bobby's soul and kept saying, please don't do this, please don't do this. And he kept saying, I'm so sorry, but I have to. This is who I am. And in the end, Bobby committed suicide, and Mary spent then the rest of her life trying to make sure that other families didn't make her mistakes, you know, that they have a conversations where, you know, they can understand that homosexuality is natural, that it's part of life, and that they need to educate ourselves, they need to educate themselves to embrace our differences.
Yeah, well, listen.
They love each other so much.
Nobody is just like, what would be great would be born, feel you're different, hide it, be told that a God hates you, then have your parents turn on you, have society turn on you. And nobody goes, oh boy, that just sounds like a fantastic upbringing. And, you know, I don't think I understood it. You know, you don't when you're younger, right? And I was telling everybody, I got into radio and I met this guy, Jeff St. John, who was Armenian, hard Armenian family, and he was clearly in the middle of an issue. And I just remember him telling me about it, that his family was mad. He went to psychiatry. He went to church. He was trying to pray it away, the whole bit. And he wanted to be straight so bad. And even at a young age, I remember looking at him going, hey, man, I think you ought to just be gay. I feel like this is a bad road you're on, and you ought to just go live your life. And that's kind of when I realized, man, it's not a choice. It isn't something you do for fun, necessarily. It's the way you're built. The same way when I wake up in the morning, I feel a certain way.
Exactly. And I think that's what Mary came to realize. She had to really, you know, she went to PFLAG, which is an organization that supports families who have gay or LGBTQ members. And finally, you know, at the end of the day I spent with her, she showed me a couple of baby pictures of Bobby, and she said, you know, I look at these now and I realize he was always gay and that God wanted him to be gay, and that the God is the God of unconditional love, not the God of you are an abomination and you're going to burn the lake of fire
forever. Yeah, that's so ridiculous. So, and the idea of the conversion therapy.
She really believed that, and she couldn't, you know, it actually, Johnny, if you come from a family that is that cannot hear you and turns its back on you, you are 8 times more likely to commit suicide.
Of course you would. Your family, it's all you got. And you're, and again, then you, then what are you faced with? A society that deals with us. It's just, and thankfully, we're getting better, and we're, you know, we're coming to understand it. And I don't know how many people I've looked at and gone, you know, somebody wants to have that discussion. Like, you know, it's a choice. And I go, really? Is your sexuality a choice? Would you, could you think tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and think, testicles, I'd love a pair, you know? And you go, no, man, you just built the way you're built. You love what you love. You like what you like. And that's how it is. And there's no more talk. The idea that we would send a child to conversion therapy is despicable. It's, I mean, it's criminal.
And you, and you know that the conversion, many states have outlawed it now, but only in 2017, 18, and 19. I mean, it's only now, and there's still many states where it is not outlawed. It doesn't work. It's incredibly destructive, and I can't believe in this day and age it's even continuing.
No,
but
man.
There you are.
They send need to send the parents to conversion therapy. Yeah, the parents need to go, be made to go to a conversion therapy to become good parents.
Well, maybe that's why it still exists.
You are. It's by the way, we had Ernie Hudson on yesterday talking about
awesome.
Everything he's got.
That's so great.
I'm so happy that the movie will come out in 21 at least. I wish it was this year, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, I know. I think they made an early, decision early on, but it's really worth waiting for. It is the most wonderful movie, and Jason Reitman does a great job.
You, I think you're, you know, I think you're wonderful for many reasons. I think you're an amazingly talented, outspoken. I think you wear your legend really well. But I always think, man, there's somebody who knows. Like this role you played as for work stuck with you so much that you're part of bringing it back because you really believe in a message. And I think that really tells who you are, by the way, Sigourney.
Well, you're very kind, but also I feel of all the movies I've done, this one is the most important because this one, you know, wherever I go in the world, there's always a group of young people who come up to me and thank me for prayers for Bobby, and they often don't even ask me to sign anything or, you know, take a selfie. They just put their arms around me and hug me. And, you know, I just feel like I'm so glad this movie is going to be on iTunes, and you can watch it on Sunday, or you'll be able to rent it and share it with your family and start that conversation. You know, it's a very important conversation.
Indeed, it is. Indeed, it is.
And that's what Mary devoted the rest of her life to—that no other family would make the same mistakes.
I'm an even bigger fan 10 minutes later into talking with you for the first time because you're a very beautiful person, man. I'm glad that you're on this planet, Sigourney.
Thank you, Johnny. Well, right back at you.
Take care, my friend. Don't forget, Lifetime, 11 a.m. Sunday, prayers for Bobby. It's definitely something you might want to reach out to some other people in your life and go, hey, you might want to watch this. Stay right there, Sigourney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.